Hey everyone, welcome back to MarketSnap. If you're thinking about buying Micron at today's price, stop for a second. We're running it through the MarketSnap valuation model, the same checklist we'd use before risking real capital. Does the math justify the price, or is the market already ahead of itself? Here's the thing about Micron right now. This stock has gone absolutely vertical. We're talking about a name that's up over 250% year-to-date, crossed $1 trillion in market cap, and yet it's still trading at about 7 times next year's earnings estimates. That's a headline that makes you do a double take. But as we'll see, there's a reason the market treats Micron differently than it treats Nvidia, and understanding that reason is the whole ballgame. Let's set the stage. Micron Technology, headquartered in Boise, Idaho, was founded in 1978, literally in the basement of a dental office. Nearly 50 years later, it's one of the only American companies that designs and manufactures memory and storage solutions at scale. We're talking DRAM, NAND, and the cutting-edge high-bandwidth memory that's become the crown jewel of the AI data center build-out. CEO Sanjay Mehrotra has called this AI memory cycle a structural transformation of the industry, and the numbers back that up. Revenue for fiscal 2025 came in at roughly $37 billion. Up nearly 50% from the prior year. Gross margins expanded to over 72%. Net income swung from under $1 billion in 2024 to over $8.5 billion. This is a company firing on all cylinders, but here's the critical context. Micron is a cyclical business. It always has been, and the market is constantly trying to figure out whether this time is genuinely different or whether we're just at the top of another boom-bust wave. Let's dig into the revenue breakdown, because this is where the story gets interesting. In fiscal 2025, DRAM products accounted for roughly $28.6 billion of revenue. That's over 76% of the total. NAND brought in another $8.5 billion. So this is overwhelmingly a DRAM story right now, driven by AI data center demand for high bandwidth memory. Geographically, the United States is the dominant market at over $24 billion. Taiwan comes in second at around $5.7 billion, followed by China at $2.6 billion, Hong Kong at just over $1 billion, and then Japan, Europe, and the rest of Asia-Pacific making up the remainder. That U.S. concentration is a double-edged sword. On one hand, it insulates Micron from some geopolitical friction. On the other, it means the company's fortunes are tightly tied to domestic data center capex, which is red-hot right now, but historically has been prone to digestion periods. Now let's talk about the earnings picture, because this is where the transformation really shows up. Fiscal 2025 was a monster year. Revenue of $37.4 billion, gross profit of $14.9 billion, operating income of just under $10 billion, and net income of $8.5 billion. Diluted EPS came in at 7.59. Compare that to fiscal 2024, where revenue was $25 billion and net income was a measly $778 million. And fiscal 2023, the company lost $5.8 billion. That's the cyclicality I'm talking about, from losing billions to earning billions in the span of 2 years. The balance sheet is in solid shape. Micron holds over $9.6 billion in cash and equivalents, total assets of nearly $83 billion, and stockholders' equity of $54 billion. Debt to equity is a very manageable 6%. The current ratio sits at 3.4, and the quick ratio at just under 3, so there's no liquidity stress here. One thing to note, free cash flow in 2025 was reported at $17.5 billion, but that's inflated by a zero capital expenditure line item in the data, which is almost certainly a reporting artifact. The company is spending heavily on new fab capacity, including that $50 billion build-out in Boise. So the real free cash flow conversion is likely lower than the headline number suggests. Looking back at management's commentary from the fiscal Q2 2025 earnings call, the tone was confident, bordering on exuberant. Revenue came in around $8.1 billion for that quarter, and management highlighted that demand for high-bandwidth memory was outstripping supply. They also noted that long-term customer agreements had locked in roughly $22 billion of demand through 2028. That's a significant data point. It suggests that a meaningful portion of Micron's forward revenue is already contracted, which reduces, though doesn't eliminate, the cyclical risk. Management also emphasized continued supply discipline in the industry, particularly on the NAND side, which they believe will support healthier pricing dynamics going forward. Let's put the valuation math on the table. Micron is currently trading around $1,011 per share, with a market cap of roughly $1.14 trillion. That's up over 660% in the past year. Let that sink in for a moment. The trailing PE sits around 21.7, and the price-to-sales ratio is north of 12. Now, here's where things get interesting. The forward PE estimates suggest Micron is trading at roughly 7 times next year's earnings. That's dramatically cheaper than Nvidia on a forward basis. But there's a reason for that discount. The market is pricing Micron as a cyclical memory supplier that will eventually experience sharp swings in selling prices. Nvidia is priced as a secular growth compounder. Whether that discount is justified is the million-dollar question. When we run Micron through the MarketSnap valuation model, the output is noisy. Let me be upfront about that. The model's blended fair value lands somewhere around $1,050 to $1,100 per share, which suggests maybe 10 to 15% upside from current levels. But honestly, I'd take that with a grain of salt. The sanity checks on this name flagged some serious issues with the initial model output. And after adjusting for realistic multiples and the cyclical nature of the business, the plausible fair value range widens considerably, anywhere from the high 700s to around $1,000. The point is, this is a name where the model output depends heavily on your assumptions. Change the terminal multiple, change the free cash flow conversion, and the fair value swings by hundreds of dollars. If you disagree with our inputs, plug in your own growth or discount rate assumptions on our intrinsic value calculator at marketsnap.com and see how the number shifts. Let's run the SWOT analysis, because this is where the bull and bear cases really crystallize. On the strength side, Micron has pricing power in DRAM and HBM that it hasn't had in decades. The 72% gross margin is evidence of that. They have a fortress balance sheet with low leverage and strong liquidity. And they're the only U.S.-based memory manufacturer at scale, which gives them strategic importance for national security and supply chain resilience. The weaknesses are equally clear. This is a capital-intensive business. The $50 billion Boise buildout is just one example. Free cash flow conversion is volatile, and the company's earnings history is a roller coaster. The dividend is nominal at best, yielding essentially nothing. And while the U.S. concentration is a strength geopolitically, it also means limited geographic diversification. Opportunities are substantial. The AI data center buildout is still in early innings, and HBM demand is expected to outpace supply for years. The $22 billion in long-term customer agreements through 2028 provides visibility, and the U.S. CHIPS Act funding and local manufacturing push could create a durable competitive moat. But the threats are real. Memory is historically cyclical, and the market is already pricing in a downturn at some point. There's intense competition from Samsung and SK Hynix, both of which are also expanding capacity. And there's the macro risk. A slowdown in AI capex or a broader economic downturn would hit Micron hard. The recent 7% single-day drop on a WSJ report about memory stocks is a reminder of how sensitive this name is to sentiment shifts. Let's talk about the recent price action, because it's been wild. Micron is up about 10% over the past month, 34% over the past 3 months, and a staggering 124% over the past 6 months. Over the past year, we're talking about a 667% gain, and over 5 years, the stock is up over 1,200%. But here's the thing, the stock just pulled back about 4% in the past week, and there was a day where it dropped 7% alongside other memory names like SanDisk and Western Digital. The market is starting to question whether expectations have gotten too high. Treasury yields are elevated, there are concerns about the pace of AI monetization, and there's always the risk of a digestion period after such a massive run. For short-term traders, this is a stock that can whip around violently. The beta is above 2.2, which means it moves more than twice as much as the market in either direction. That cuts both ways. It's been a gift on the way up, but it will be brutal on the way down if sentiment turns. All right, here's my honest take on Micron. Full disclosure, the MarketSnap model output for this name is noisy. I'd caution you not to hang your thesis on a precise fair value call here. The assumptions swing the number by hundreds of dollars in either direction. What I can tell you is that at current prices, the market is pricing in a lot of perfection. Here's what I like. The AI memory cycle is real, HBM demand is genuinely structural, and Micron's position as the only scale US memory maker gives it a strategic moat that didn't exist 10 years ago. The long-term customer agreements provide visibility that's unusual for this industry. Here's what worries me. This is still a cyclical business. The market is valuing Micron at 7x forward earnings precisely because it expects a downturn at some point. Memory prices have always been mean reverting, and the current gross margin of 72% is not sustainable in a normal environment. When the cycle turns, and it will turn, the earnings power will compress significantly. The stock has already run 250% this year. The easy money has been made. If you're buying here, you're betting that this time is genuinely different, that the utility-like stability the bulls are talking about is real, and that the market will re-rate Micron from a cyclical to a secular growth story. I'm not ready to make that bet at these prices. The risk-reward is balanced at best, and the downside scenario, a memory downcycle with $50 billion in new capacity coming online, is severe. What do you think about MU? Leave your take in the comments below. Thanks for watching. If this helped you think through the story, hit like and subscribe for more stock deep dives. See you in the next one.